150, 149 yards to LeSean McCoy. His greatness or a lot of things you didn't do, and moving forward, how do you see it working out against Murray this week?
I think it was his greatness, and I think it was a little bit of both. Some of the things we didn't do, we didn't fit some of the runs properly, didn't leverage the ball. We didn't apply some principles that we went into the game saying that we were going to apply, and then he made some good runs.
What about, you're upset moving forward, you know, to this next challenge, how, you know, it's like frying pan into the fire kind of thing, I would guess.
Yeah, Murray's playing extremely well. I mean, and his vision is improved, in my opinion, from the years past. Obviously, the offensive line is a good offensive line. Three number ones on the offensive line. And the complement, the way they're complementing each other is going to be a tough challenge for us. The way we have approached it and the way we've practiced the last day or 2 days, I feel like we can bounce back and we can do a good job in the run game.
You elected to go with a nickel package. I think it was the whole entire game. What was the line of thinking behind that? And obviously, how much you think you gave up against the run because you decided to go with that extra cornerback over the linebacker?
I won't discuss that. I got to play him again.
Okay.
I got to play the team again. I'm not going to discuss that.
Okay.
Harry, how concerned are you with the situation of cornerback? You're a little thin there.
We have some guys that haven't played a whole lot that will have to come up and play. Is it a concern? The way that they've practiced the last 2 days, I feel better about it. When the game time comes, you never know how you feel, but I feel very confident in how we prepared. I don't think we've given them too much to do. I think we're doing the right things with our guys. So we're going down to Dallas to get a win, and I think that what we're doing and how we're doing with the guys we're going to do it with, we'll get a win.
How would you describe your feeling on whether DRC would be able to play? Hopeful, or
I don't
how
have
would
any.
You describe
it's,
it?
It's a medical decision, and I don't have any, and I'm approaching the guys that are practicing. I'm going to go practice and play with the guys that are practicing, so I don't really have a feeling on that.
What's your trust factor with Hosley? I mean, he's had an interesting couple of years here. You guys have expected a lot from him. He's obviously struggled to kind of meet some of those expectations. Just curious for this opportunity for him, what you see.
Well, I think it is a great opportunity for him because now he's the next guy up, so to speak, as the nickelback. We're asking him to be the nickelback and focus on that job, and we're asking him to perform at a high level and focusing on that job. So we're not going to ask him to do too much from being the corner and being the nickel. You know, we're going to ask him to do that for us and see if we can, you know, we can get that level of expectation up for this football game.
Do you still see the talent that you saw maybe a couple years ago in Jaron?
I do. I still see the talent. You know, I think that he has to speed up mentally. It's all between the ears for him, you know, because he has the talent, you know, but it's between the ears for him.
The situation in the defensive backfield, could we see maybe a little bit of Stevie Brown this week?
You could, yeah. That's a possibility.
Who's the option behind Hosley? Who else do you feel comfortable with putting in the slot if you have to go in that direction?
I won't reveal that because I got to play Dallas, and then I'll be telling them some of my strategy.
And Charles moved down there. Are you first to bring him there again?
I won't tell that because I have to play Dallas, and I don't want them to understand some of the strategies that we're using.
Harry, a lot of times your players say, you know, they stress do your job and everything will be okay. When you watch the film, you see guys maybe reaching and doing stuff that they shouldn't be doing that's creating these breakdowns?
We did that Sunday. We really tried to we tried to take advantage of some opportunities we thought we saw, and it happened at a high rate of speed, and we couldn't take advantage of those opportunities, and so we went outside the framework of the principles of what we wanted to do. And so when we say do your job, it's if you just go and fit in the spot that you're supposed to fit in, and trust that the next guy's going to be there in his spot, we're going to be fine. And we took some chances, like, oh, I'm going to make that play, but we didn't make it.
You rotated.
Cowboys left tackle was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Extremely unusual for an offensive lineman to win that award. What's the unique challenge of him?
Yeah, you know, you're talking about Smith,
yeah.
Right? Boy, he's improved, I think, you know, in the time I've been here. I mean, he's really grown up and he's become a man at that position. You can see him when he pulls, he's out on the perimeter, he's knocking guys down. He's changed his body, it looks like. I mean, he's physical, he's strong. When they really want to get it, they run behind him. So you can tell he's the linchpin of the offense. You know, our best guy's on him. And so with, I think it'll be a heavyweight battle, you know, with JPP and him. So I think the confidence that he's playing with because of he's been in their system. They do what they do because of him. He's able to move out the first level guy, being the defensive line. He's able to seal off the second level guy, being a linebacker or safety. And he's just playing at such a high level right now that, you know, JPP and our defensive linemen, they have to play at their best to have a good, you know, have a good shot to neutralize this guy. And that's what you hope to do, neutralize him.
When we look at snap counts every week, when it comes to DeMontre, it's always the, well, you know, we've asked you numerous times, should it be higher? Should he be out there more? Does the pace of the game or the style of the game dictate sometimes of how much you can use DeMontre? If a team's running the ball more, you want to have more of a different look up front?
Yeah, I think the style of the game. I think you hit it right on. It's the style of the game, you know, that if we use him more. I think his snap count's around 20, 25 plays per game right now. And so it's the style that the opponent plays with that allows us to use him, like, to hit the best of his ability.
And that could be, it doesn't necessarily mean on the opponent, it's about how the game is going. So if a team is running the ball, it kind of takes away, it plays to certain other guys' strengths maybe more than the match.
Yes, that is correct.
Perry, you've seen Romo now for a bunch of years. Is this the most comfortable you've seen him with the running game? And it seems like he's not making those Romo mistakes that he was somewhat known for.
Yeah, he's not. You know, and the plays that he's making the Romo plays, mm-hmm. and his receivers are complimenting him very well. You know, we've all known Tony to get out of the pocket and be very dangerous out of the pocket and throw one up and, you know, hope. But it's not hope anymore. They're connecting. And, yeah, he's very comfortable in this offense. You can see sometimes he's chewing guys out because they're not in the spots that they're supposed to be in on the coach's tape. And so it seems like there's that comfort level that he knows where everybody's supposed to be. He knows what everybody's supposed to do. And he's using that to his advantage and using his Romo magic, so to speak, to when he gets in trouble.
Does that come from the running game, from having that dynamic running game?
I think it does.
Takes a lot off his shoulders?
I think it does. I mean, they haven't run the ball as well in the past as they're running it right now, and so I think that takes a lot of pressure off him.
In your experience, does a defense almost need a bad game to find its identity?
No. As a defensive coach, hell no.
Let me rephrase that. Is there any way that it can be a positive?
There's a way it can be a positive. You know, you get knocked down, and so you got to get back up again. And when I say get back up again, not in the sense that, hey, you got to dust your pants off. You got to find that fire, that energy, some of that cockiness or that raw bravado that you may have had. You know, you got to step back and say, okay, I got to go back to work. I got to work even harder, okay, and I got to focus even more because it's not just natural. It's hard work that got us here. And so not that our guys haven't been working hard. Okay, I'm not saying that, but as a defense, you know, you go back and you say, man, there's more I can do. There's more I can give. There's more I can study. You know, I can prepare a lot more and a lot better. So that's what it does to a defense. It prepares you even more to do more, you know, to defend an opponent.
Jaquan was a 100% snap guy, I think pretty much almost every game until this last one. Is that something that... Is that rotation between those three of those guys something that's going to continue moving forward, or is his role, is that just sort of an anomaly depending on opponent day?
No, I mean, as you know, the Philly plays with the fast pace, and so even though it was a cool night, if you're playing hard, you're going to get winded. We had the opportunity to have a three-backer rotation in that football game, so we tried to take advantage of that. You know, a three-backer rotation because of the pace of the game, the speed of the game, and right. and how the style of how we played the game.
What do you think of Beeson's first game back, and, you know, how much more maybe you think he can have after another week under his belt?
He was rusty. You know, he was rusty, and he did some good things. Okay, I'm not saying he didn't do. He did some good things, but we have such a high level of expectation out of John. There were some plays out there that when you go back and you look at the tape and you say in the ball game, you're saying, man, you know, John would have made that play. And so with more practice, more reps, more looks, he's going to make those plays for you. I look for him to be even better this week.
If Zach has to play as a DOC, how comfortable are you with him?
Oh, very comfortable. Yeah, Zach's a veteran. Zach's played against these guys and had a lot of success against these guys when he was in Chicago. So I'm very comfortable with Zach Bowman if he has to play.